This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Come to the menstruation. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we have done a whole seminar about that, more than one place in general. And I'm going to share this with everyone, because I still sometimes hear this. Why should the woman during her menstruation, why she cannot fast? Why she cannot fast? The answer number one, which I shared it with you in the beginning, Allah said so. Done. He didn't say it explicitly in the Quran, he said it through Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Right? And this is the hadith. I love this hadith. It has more than one way of saying it. A woman came to Sayyida Aisha. Right? Her name is Mu'adha. And she said to her, Mu'adha is the helper of Sayyida Aisha. And she was with her when a woman came to her and asked her, أَتَقْضِي الْحَائِضُ الصَّلَاةِ إِذَا طَهُرَتْ? The woman, during her menstruation, she doesn't pray. So she was asking her, after she finishes her menstruation, should she make up her salah? Sayyida Aisha, the smartest woman, she turned to her and she said, Are you Haruriya? What is Haruriya? Haruriya is from Hira, is a place in Iraq. It's a town in Iraq where the people live there. They are very famous in being argumentative, just for the sake of argument. So she was asking her, are you from that people, from that part of the world? You're asking for the sake of argument? And she said, no, I am not. In the other narration, she said, no, I am not. And then Sayyida Aisha, she said, this is what we did at the time of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. We did not pray and we did not fast when we have the menstruation. When we finish, we did not make up the salah, but we made up the fasting. We made up the fasting. كَانَ يَأْمُرُنَا بِقَضَاءِ الصَّوْمِ. He used to order us to make up the salah, the fasting, but he did not make up, ordered us to make up the prayer. If it was allowed for the woman to fast during her menstruation, the first woman would have fast his wives, the mothers of the believers. So absolutely, it is not allowed. So quickly, for my beautiful sisters here, so the woman, there's a couple of scenarios which happens. So I have been fasting, the woman has fasted all day, and then 5 minutes before Maghrib, so 8 o'clock, 7:55, and the woman got her period. That day, she has to break her fast, and that day is not counted. She needs to make it up. Well, I fasted 17 hours. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that. And she could be having her menstruation the day before. For at Fajr, she was not yet clean, but by Dhuhr, she was clean. Should she start fasting and that day is counted? That day is not counted. Should she fast? There's different opinion about that. To hold, in general, scholars will advise the woman that out of etiquette with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't do it publicly, hold. Some school of thought said she should abstain from food and drink, but she still has to make it. So menstruation, once the woman sees the blood, the fasting is not valid that day, and she makes it up. When does she make it up? This question always comes up. And when we come to Shawwal, the month after Ramadan, the same question is going to come, and it's going to say, should I do my 6 days of Shawwal and then do my Ramadan, the makeup of Ramadan? Should I do my makeup of Ramadan first and then make up Shawwal? This always comes up. When should we do it? There is many opinion. There is not a one single opinion. I put you the hadith of Sayyida Aisha, where she used to say, "Sometimes I could not make it up, so I delay my making up my fasting till Sha'ban. So all the way till before the next Ramadan. Should I make my Shawwal first and then do my Ramadan? Also, different opinion. scholars will teach you, Ramadan making up is an obligation, Shawwal fasting is a voluntary, always obligation came first, so you should make it up. You should make up your fasting that you missed in Ramadan, then you fast for Shawwal. Some scholars will tell you, look at the beauty. This is different opinion, it's beautiful. No one is more right than the other. That's a choice. Some scholars will teach us and they say, no, the fasting in Shawwal, the month after Ramadan, is a specific time. It's 6 days, has to be in that month. So if she has to make up, let's say a woman, her period is 10 days. So she make up 10 days, and then she makes up that 6 days, that's 16 days. That may put some difficulty and burden on the woman. So let her do the 6 days of Shawwal, because this is a specific time, and then she can make it up later. What I tell the woman, if you can, do it both. If you can, with no real hardship on you or your family, do the makeup first, and then do the Shawwal. If you cannot, then do the Shawwal, and inshallah, Allah will make it easy for you to do the makeup later on in the day. Pregnant and breastfeeding. I get this question all the time. Should the pregnant woman fast? Should the pregnant woman not fast? Should obligation to fast or not obligation to fast? And basically, there is three scenarios. She's worried about herself. She's worried about herself and the baby, and for the breastfeeding woman, the same thing. For herself, the milk, or for the baby. In general, the pregnant woman is looked at the same, she has the permission, she has the concession, like the sick person. She has it. Does she have to take it? The answer is no. Should she not take it? The answer is no. It's basically, absolutely up to her. This is up to her to make it up or to fast or not to fast. What I tell my patients is, try and see if any difficulty. Now, provided, I'm sorry, before I say this, provided the pregnancy is absolutely healthy. She is healthy and the pregnancy is healthy. It's not a high-risk pregnancy. She no problem. And I will say, try. It's long hours. Try it. If during you find any difficulty on you, then take the permission. Allah, in a hadith, he said, "إن الله يحب أن تؤخذ رخصة." Allah loves that we take His permission and concessions, like He likes us to take His obligations. So yes, if you can, do it. If you cannot, don't do it, and you'll make it up later as long as the pregnancy is fine. If you started and then something happened in the pregnancy, or you became high risk, or it's affecting the baby, you are losing weight, then we usually recommend not to fast. This same apply for the woman who's breastfeeding. So it's ala al-qudra. It depends on your ability. And then should the woman make it up only? Should the woman pay money or make it up and pay money? I gave you the four school of opinion. In the Hanafi school, make it up only. In the Maliki, pay money only. In the Ahmad and the Shafi'i, they do it both. And Allah knows which one.